today, we're diving into part two of our foundational healthy habits for you to start implementing or just improving upon. If these are things that you are already doing, it's a good time to reevaluate and focus in on, are you actually doing a really good job with it? Or is there still room for more improvement? Maybe you're not doing as well as you think. So it's always a good opportunity to reevaluate. Am I getting enough water? Am I doing XYZ to the best of my ability? Am I doing it consistently, or is it just once in a while? So as we go throughout the series, I want you to just take time to evaluate, where are you at in this journey? And I'm challenging you to work on implementing the foundations that we're going through throughout the course of the series, or even improve on if they are things that you've already been working on. Okay, so let's dive into our next one in today's part two. Hi friend, welcome to Made to Be Thriving. My name is Melissa, daughter of the king, wife, dog mom, and a former elementary school teacher turned nutritional therapy practitioner. Are you feeling overwhelmed or even stuck in your wellness journey? You know that how you're feeling and what you're struggling with can't be normal, and there must be a better way. I was there too. I started feeling that prompting of the Holy Spirit to dig deeper, and He led me onto a better path with the right guidance that turned things around. This can happen for you too, and I'm here to help you get there. There is hope as we put our faith first, lean into God's word and truth about how we need to take care of our bodies. If you're ready to stop just surviving and start thriving, you're in the right place. Whether you're in your car, working on your to-do list, or just needing to take a break from your busy day, tune in and be encouraged. So last week, if you listened to part one of this series, we talked about hydration and the importance of it and why we really need to focus in on consistency when making sure that we are adequately hydrated. And it's true, we're not going to be perfect. We're going to have good days and bad days. You're going to have some days where you just don't do as good of a job. It's going to happen. But our goal is to get as consistent as we possibly can to make sure that our body is well hydrated. Okay, so that was in part one. So if you want to learn more about what we talked about in regards to hydration, pause this and go listen to part one and then come back and join us here, okay, for part two. So what we're going to jump into for part two is we are talking about nutrition. This is key. What we eat absolutely matters. So often we assume that everything on the shelf is fine, or, oh, I just have a little bit of this, a little bit of that. The thing is, if we're doing a little bit of this and a little bit of that all day long, or pretty consistently throughout the week, all those toxins are building up in our body. If we're constantly consuming things that are man-made, factory-made ingredients and fake foods, our body doesn't recognize it. And so when we are adding that burden to our body, that's when things start to go crazy inside. You may not notice it right away. It could take days, weeks, months, years. Everyone is so different. So when we start having symptoms and we think, oh, I don't know what happened. It just came out of nowhere. I don't know what suddenly happened to cause this. The truth is, it's not sudden. It's just that your body's trying to tell you something, and it's likely been going on for a very long time inside your body. You just had no clue. Maybe you had some symptoms, but you just thought they were nothing. Oh, this is normal. Because that's a lot of what's pushed out there is, oh, that's normal. Oh, that's normal. Come to find out, so many of these little signs are actually your body's way of telling you something deeper is going on. But if we're made to think that that's a normal symptom, we don't look any farther. We just assume all is good. We continue our same patterns, our same habits that are not actually supporting our overall health and wellness. So what I'm so passionate about is really helping people to identify what is beneficial for our bodies versus the things that we really need to try our best to stay away from, either completely or as much as possible. The goal is to minimize the effects of toxins in our body as much as we possibly can. None of us are going to be 100% perfect in what we eat and all the different things that come to natural health and wellness. We're not going to be perfect, but the more we do, the more things we implement, the better we are supporting our body, the more we are equipping our body with the tools it needs to be able to fight, to be able to do the job that God designed it to do. Okay? So when we start adding in beneficial nutrients through whole nutrient-dense foods, our body recognizes that. Now, if you've gone for years living a diet of highly processed foods, I'm talking freezer foods, fast food, restaurant foods, all the pre-made packaged stuff, if that's been the bulk of your diet for years, which is not uncommon, unfortunately, your body is going to go through a challenging time as you're now all of a sudden you're putting in some really good stuff that now it's like, whoa, where'd this come from? There's an adjustment period for our body, but our bodies do recognize that food, that real food, because God created it. Our bodies don't recognize the stuff that's been made in a factory to look like and seem like food. So one of the things I'm very, very passionate about is helping my clients learn to read ingredient labels. Don't just assume what is on the front of the package is all it is. Oh, it's just a cracker. I'm sure it's all good stuff. Flip over, read those ingredients. We really want to focus on adding real whole food ingredients into our bodies. And if we are going to consume any packaged foods, we want to do the best we can in choosing options that are actually using real food ingredients in the list. Okay? So one of my biggest tips I always share to make it easier is if you cannot recognize the names of ingredients on that list, your body's not going to recognize it either. Okay, so we want to minimize those ingredients that we have no clue what it is, some weird, long, random name, because it's been factory made. It's not natural at all. We want to minimize that. We want to try to get rid of that as much as possible. And we want to focus on if we are consuming any kind of packaged foods at all, that it uses real ingredients. Okay, so that is my biggest tip because I know how hard it can be to read ingredient labels. It gets confusing, it gets hard, but the easiest way to do it really is if you can't read it, your body's not going to recognize it. Okay, so keep that in mind next time you go to the grocery store and you're trying to figure out, is this safe? Is that safe? Is this going to be beneficial for me? Is that just going to cause more problems? Read that ingredient list. And if you see a list of real food ingredients, that is a much better option than choosing its competitor that has a whole bunch of things you can't pronounce. Okay, so that should be your goal. Choosing things that are actually using real ingredients that you recognize. Okay, so this is the second thing we always work on. If we're really serious about trying to feel better, minimize our symptoms, improve our health overall, improve our symptoms that we've been struggling with, is we want to improve our diet. I don't focus on fad diets at all. Now, there are different diets and protocols out there that are beneficial for different people at different times, most of which are not meant for long term. Okay, so we've got keto, we've got whole food, we've got paleo, we got people who are doing the carnivore diet and vegetarian diets and diets for your thyroid, diets for this, diets for that. There's so many different diets out there. It gets overwhelming, gets confusing. And if you're someone like me who has had symptoms all over the map, it can get really overwhelming really quickly because you're trying to support this area, but then you also need to support this other thing, and those two diets don't match up. There's a lot of conflicting things within that, and then you're not sure, what do I do? Should I follow this one or should I follow that one? It gets very overwhelming, and that's what I try to help my clients with, help them discern what is actually best for them right now. A lot of times it doesn't even involve focusing on a specific protocol or diet. It's really, let's clean up what you're eating. Let's clean up your diet. Let's focus on real whole foods. Let's keep track of what you're actually consuming and exposing yourself to, because even real food ingredients can be a problem for us at different times. So just because it's a good food, like some sort of vegetable or fruit, doesn't necessarily mean that your body's tolerating it well if you've got different things going on. So we want to monitor all of that. We want to monitor every single thing that you are consuming, because when we do that, it helps us to better identify the possible triggers for the experiences that we're having that are causing so much turmoil and causing us to really feel our worst. If you're someone who deals with headaches, I dealt with them for many years. I had chronic headaches. I had migraines all the time. I didn't know that how I ate, what I ate, toxins I was exposed to, all those things were actually contributing. My gut health was a wreck. I was exposed to all the toxic cleaning products, personal care products, all those things, candles. Oh my goodness. I breathed in regular candles all the time. That was like a thing. We always burned candles in our house. Well, once I started learning more and started realizing breathing in those toxins, putting them on my body, putting them in my body, all those things add up. And then our bucket overflows. That's when we start really dealing with the significant health issues, because now our body's had enough and it's basically screaming at us that something is wrong and we need to deal with it. We need to get to that root cause. And so the first two things I always work on with clients is hydration and our diet. What are we eating? What are we consuming? These often take a while, because if you're so used to the standard American diet, it's an adjustment. It's an adjustment to start learning what we should and should not consume. How can we do better if you go out to eat with your family, or you go to family gatherings or events? How can you choose better but still be involved and still be able to be with your family, be with your friends, be with your coworkers, whatever? We don't want to feel left out. But if we also have some major sensitivities going on that we maybe didn't know about, we have to be really careful and start eliminating those sensitivities, those triggers. Maybe it's going to be lifetime. Maybe it's only going to be temporary until things really start restoring in the body. Everybody's going to be different. For me, I cannot have any gluten, wheat, dairy. I can't have any of it at all. Even the littlest bit causes a lot of problems in my body. I feel miserable. It's not worth it to me. So I've had to cut those out. I cut them out going on, I want to say about 10 years ago or close to 10 years ago now, as I think about it, where I started cutting out dairy and gluten, and it made a huge difference. Between that, reducing my toxin exposure, those all made a significant difference. But then I kind of hit an area where things weren't improving anymore, and all of a sudden these other symptoms started piling on. And that's when we had to do more investigative work, that there were more deeper issues going on that diet and non-toxic living was not hitting. So we had to dig deeper. We had to do all the tests and all the things. But here's what I have come to learn over time, is that so often there are so many different symptoms and issues that we face that can actually be helped and improved by cleaning up our diet, taking the toxins out as much as possible, increasing our hydration. I've had clients make significant progress just by doing these things. They didn't even need anything deeper. They were surprised by that. They thought they were coming to me and we're going to have to spend all this time and we're going to do these different protocols and these plans. And come to find out, they became more aware as we worked together, started making better choices, cleaning up their diet, increasing their hydration, starting to learn more about reducing their exposure to toxins. And when within a matter of weeks or even a couple months, depending on the person, few months, maybe 3 months, I've noticed some clients, it was within that time frame, within a few weeks to a few months, clients were noticing a significant improvement in their symptoms just by implementing these foundations. They were thinking it was going to be some crazy thing that they're going to need to work on and do. And really, it just came to supporting them as they make better choices, become more aware, even eating out, learning how can I still eat out with my family or my friends and eat healthier. So my tip for that is always do the best you can. If you're eating out somewhere, look at the menu. Most places are going to have something on their menu that is a healthier option. Most places. Now, I'm not really talking about fast food in general. Most of them, not so much. But if you go to an actual like sit down restaurant, most of them will. Even some of the fast foods will probably have like a basic salad or something like that. That's way better than getting the burgers and the fries and the burritos and the tacos from all these different fast food joints, right? That would be a better option. So if you do happen to be at a fast food place, look to see, do they have like a chicken salad or something? That would be a way better option. So it's really about not being perfect, but how can we make improvements? How can we start minimizing the amount of fake foods, highly processed stuff, the drinks, not just foods, but we're also looking at the drinks that we take. Are we drinking a lot of sodas and sports drinks and all these things that are just loaded with stuff, not even beneficial to us in any way, but are actually causing more problems that you aren't even aware of, or maybe you are aware of, but don't realize that that's a connection. So start cleaning up your diet. That's my next challenge for you. If you're working on the hydration, continue working on the hydration. That was from part one. Part two, what we're talking about today is let's clean up your diet. I encourage you to come over to the Facebook community and share with us, what is your goal? Are you going to start focusing on your breakfast, your lunch, your dinner, maybe your snacks? What are you going to start cleaning up first? What is your focus? And let's really support each other in that process and be reminded that it's a process. Don't expect to be perfect in 1 week. It is a process. But what I know to be true is if we are increasing our hydration and we are cleaning up our diet, you are supporting your body. Okay? How fast you notice a difference, that's going to vary from person to person, depending on the significance of what's going on in your body. Okay? Everyone is very different. But no one, there isn't anyone that's not going to benefit from increasing their whole nutrient-dense foods that they're putting into their plate, into their body. Meats, veggies, fruits, eggs, you know, all the things you tend to see at or around like the perimeter of the grocery store or the farmer's markets, things like that. Real food. We all benefit from real food. That's where we get our nutrients. And if we aren't consuming real food, our body is lacking beneficial nutrients. So let's start getting more nutrients into our body. Let's really start increasing the amount of real food that is on our plates. Okay? So come share in the Facebook community. What is your goal? What are you going to be working on? What are you already working on that you want to improve on so that we can hold you accountable? We can cheer you on. We can celebrate your wins. We can come alongside you when you're just feeling frustrated or just experiencing some challenges as you're being challenged with these things. So come share with us in the Facebook community. We'd love to have you over there. So until next time, work on these, hydration and cleaning up your diet. And stay tuned for part three as we dive into that one very soon. Hey friends, if this podcast encouraged you and taught you something new, leave a review and hit that subscribe button. The next thing you can do is share this podcast with a friend or even in your Instagram stories. Don't forget to tag us at Made to Be Thriving. Come connect with us over in our Facebook community or send us a DM over on Instagram. I pray this has blessed you in some way and you find encouragement knowing you are not alone in this journey. There is always hope, and let's focus on making the progress that is possible. Information provided to date are for informational and educational purposes only. The information and education provided is not intended or implied to supplement or replace professional medical treatment, advice, and/or diagnosis. I'll meet you back here soon.